Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk about doing good, but doing good for the right motives. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 says this: "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven." As Jesus continued the Sermon on the Mount, he described the character and lifestyle of the citizens of his kingdom. It was as if Jesus said, "I come as a king, but not the kind of king you expected. Let me tell you how my reign impacts the lives of those who follow me. Let me describe the character of my kingdom to you." And in the previous section of this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus explained the true interpretation of the law of God. Many people in Jesus' day had the habit of re-explaining God's law in a way that made it easier to obey, but it essentially stripped the law of God of its intended meaning. So Jesus showed us the kind of understanding of the law that really honors God. Now, after showing God's righteous standard in its true meaning, perhaps Jesus anticipated the thought in the minds of his listeners. Something like this: "Wouldn't everybody be impressed if I was like that?" So here, Jesus addressed the danger of cultivating the mere image of righteousness. It is almost impossible to do spiritual things in front of other people without thinking what their opinion is of us as we do those things, and how they might be thinking better or worse of us as we do what we do. Therefore, Jesus said this: "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men." Again, that's Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. The word that's translated charitable deeds here is actually the word righteousness. Jesus told us not to do righteous things for the sake of display or image, that is, to be seen by men. It should be noted that this does not contradict the previous command Jesus made to let your light so shine before men. That's in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Although the followers of Jesus are to be seen doing good works, they must not do good works simply to be seen. You see, Jesus explained, "Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven." The idea is when we do righteous deeds for the attention and applause of men, their attention and applause is our reward. It's much better to receive a reward from your Father in heaven. Now, there are some people who say, "All that is important is the doing of the deed. How I do it is much less important than the doing of it." Now, it's true. In some cases, it would be better to do the right thing in the wrong way or out of the wrong motive than to do the wrong thing at all. But Jesus' point is clear. God cares about how we do our good works and with what motive we do them. Jesus thus begins to deal with three spiritual disciplines: giving, prayer, and fasting. And as he deals with these things in the Sermon on the Mount, we shouldn't forget this fundamental principle. God cares about how we do good works and with what motive we do them. So today, ask God to work on your motives, those things that drive you to do what you do for him and his kingdom. Like I said, that's a prayer you can pray today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.